Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Church history around the world. South Korea. The first missionary work in Korea began during the Korean War in the early 1950s, but Kim Ho-jik, one of the first Korean converts, was baptized in the United States. Kim was earning his doctorate degree when he joined the church in Pennsylvania in 1951. Two of his children were among the first four people to be baptized in Korea on August 3, 1952. Brother Kim later became a leader in the Korean government and was influential in helping missionaries enter South Korea. In 1962, the Korean Mission was created, and the Book of Mormon was printed in Korean in 1967. South Korea's first stake, also the first stake in mainland Asia, was organized in Seoul on March 8, 1973. The Seoul Korea Temple, the first temple in mainland Asia, was dedicated in 1985. In 2001, Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles presented a copy of The Family, A Proclamation to the World, to South Korea's Prime Minister Lee Han-dong. The Church in South Korea. Membership, 81,251. Missions, 3. Stakes, 17. Wards and branches, 142. Temples, 1. Quiz: Wives of the Prophets. From Emma Smith to Francis Monson, the wives of presidents of the church have stood by their husbands as faithful helpmeets. Of these and other faithful women, Elder Bruce R. McConkie, 1915 to 1985, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, said, "The Lord never sends apostles and prophets and righteous men to minister to his people without placing women of like spiritual stature at their sides." This quiz will help you learn some interesting details about the stalwart wives of 8 Latter-day prophets. Answer the following quiz questions with these wives' names: Emma Hale Smith, Flora Amason Benson, Marjorie Pay Hinckley, Phoebe W. Carter Woodruff, Lucy Woodruff Smith, Frances Johnson Monson, Camilla Iring Kimball, Emma Ray McKay. 1. This woman was baptized in 1834 and later traveled 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometers by herself to join the Latter-day Saints in Kirtland, Ohio, USA. She promised her mother that she would return if she found the church to be false, but she remained with the Latter-day Saints for the rest of her life. Answer: Phoebe W. Carter Woodruff, married to Wilford Woodruff. 2. This young woman's future husband sought to impress her when they were teenagers by fixing up his parents' yard in order to host a yard party equal in prestige to those of other more wealthy neighborhood boys. Answer: Lucy Woodruff Smith, married to George Albert Smith. 3. This woman loved reading from the time she was a young girl, often reading when she was thought to be sleeping, making up beds, or practicing the organ. Answer: Camilla Iring Kimball, married to Spencer W. Kimball. 4. As an 8-year-old, this young girl went to the woods to pray. She prayed for her father, who didn't have a firm faith in Christ. When her father came into the woods to hunt, he overheard her prayer. It softened his heart, and he became more faithful. Answer: Emma Hale Smith, married to Joseph Smith. 5. On this woman's first date with her future husband, her father and mother both kissed her date's cheek. When the young man looked around for his date, she said only, "I'll go get my coat." Answer: Frances Johnson Monson, married to Thomas S. Monson. 6. This woman received training at the University of Utah and the Cincinnati College of Music, where she learned homemaking skills. She learned to love literature, drama, and the arts, and became a fine musician. Answer: Emma Ray McKay, married to David O. McKay. 7. As a college student, this young woman played the lead role of Viola in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night and was chair of the Junior Prom Committee, president of the Girls Athletic Club, and student body vice president. Answer: Flora Amason Benson, married to Ezra Taft Benson. 8. This woman gave eloquent readings in primary, complete with elocution and movements. Her husband later said of one of her readings, "I don't know what it did to me, but I never forgot it. Then she grew older into a beautiful young woman, and I had the good sense to marry her." Answer: Marjorie Pay Hinckley, married to Gordon B. Hinckley. Education: increase our ability to serve. The Lord and His Church have always encouraged education to increase our ability to serve Him and our Heavenly Father's children. For each of us, whatever our talents, He has service for us to give. And to do it well always involves learning, not once or for a limited time, but continually. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Education for Real Life. Ensign, October 2002, page 17. Suggestions for lifelong learning. Read a good book. Take up a hobby you've always wanted to try. Attend wholesome cultural events. Study the assigned general conference talk or chapter in the Gospel Principles Manual for Sunday lessons. Visit museums and historic sites. Observe the world around you. Walk around your neighborhood. Stargaze. Watch animals in your area. Do family history work. Learn a new skill or sport. Visit the library to research a topic of interest. For more on this topic, see True to the Faith, Education, pages 50 and 51. Prepare to share. Be ready to share the gospel. Have materials on hand when missionary opportunities occur. These were the goals of a Prepare to Share program implemented in the Westland, Michigan stake when my husband and I served as ward missionaries. To make these goals practical and doable, the ward budgeted for each family to have a box kit containing basic church materials. As a start, we included copies of the Book of Mormon, pass-along cards, pamphlets, and church DVDs, to name a few items. We put them in small cardboard boxes or storage bags to allow for easy access storage in a car, family room, or office. Members were encouraged to purchase additional kits, materials, or refills as needed. My car kit came in handy later when I worked with the full-time missionaries. They were delighted to see that I had gospel materials on hand and gave me some additional items. The missionaries even said my kit was like having a mobile distribution center at their disposal. I was pleased that I was prepared to share. Eugenia Hancock, Arizona, USA. End of the section, Small and Simple Things.